الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله العظيم. With regard to the greatness of this month, and that we take proper advantage of it and the full advantage of this opportunity which Allah has given us, one is, we know that this Ramadan will never come back again. This moment that is passing will never come back. In fact, every day when the sun rises, Farishtas announce that, O Bani Adam, this day in your life will never come back again. Whatever good you can do, do that good in that day. So we have all got a limited time, and Ramadan, which is so auspicious and so full of barakat, and the day of Jumu'ah, and when Jumu'ah is in Ramadan, so much more. And when Laylatul Qadr will come, so much more this value. Allah give us tawfiq to try and appreciate it and make the maximum out of it. As much as we can, we try and take the maximum. So in the hadith of narrated by Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew our attention to many things. One, that this is a very great month. It is a very blessed month. It is a month in which there is Laylatul Qadr. And where there is Laylatul Qadr, the whole month becomes blessed. Like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Masjid al-Nabawi. So by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Masjid becomes Mubarak. Medina Sharif has become Mubarak. All the work of Deen that took place from Medina Sharif, all that, it has become Mubarak. So this night has made this whole month also. And the fragrance of this night is right from the beginning, right through. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we appreciate all these great ni'mats. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah has made by day the rozas for us. And by night, Allah has ordained the taraweeh. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali write that from here we understand that taraweeh is also from Allah Ta'ala. And if we look at it, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initiated, started taraweeh, but it is from Allah Ta'ala. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made the 20 rakats, which is also from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. So Allah has given us this great, great ibadat. With regard to the roza, alhamdulillah, the whole ummah observes the roza. May Allah give us all tawfiq, all of us, unless there is a shari'i excuse, but that we keep the roza. But then, whoever is keeping rozas, there are different levels of the rozas. May Allah make us those who keep the rozas in the most perfect way. The roza we are keeping, alhamdulillah, but as ulama have written that ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, rozas have been made for us to you. Some ulama have written on every part of the body. So the roza of every part of the body, that we keep it. And the whole roza, that there is no ghibat in the roza, that is also unfortunately a common pastime. All along it was. And now, with the cell phone in our hand, a person is in i'tikaf also perhaps. But with the cell phone, he's busy making ghibat also. Perhaps listening, reading about ghibat, perhaps making ghibat also, slandering, and especially all the various groups, they are very dangerous. There are benefits also, even if it is used correctly, lot of benefit. But unfortunately, it seems that it is the phone is also used more for wrong. Otherwise, if the phone is used for right purposes, how much of good can be achieved from it? But it appears that it is more used generally for wrong things. Having the various groups, family groups, friends groups, town people's groups, ulama groups, can be very, very good also. But unfortunately, from how it appears, it is used more in a wrong way. So it is ghibat and using this in the wrong way. And today a person is in one end of the world and a person in another end. We are busy with him also and making ghibat or slandering, accusing, counter-accusing, all Allah protect us. So to keep the rozas, this month Allah has given us that we make the use to keep the rozas as they are to be kept. And that also needs an effort also all the time. The knowledge of it also what is required. Allah reward our mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali for writing Fadail Ramadan, all our other ulama and the ulama who are giving bayans, etc. in different places, writing kitabs, pamphlets, etc. or drawing the attention of people to various aspects. Muftis who are giving all the answers that how what is permissible in the roza, what is not permissible, etc. And at that point also, that with roza and with our whole deen, we must just not look for what is permissible, but we should try and look for what is the best. As far as possible, not only try and find loopholes. Our ilm must not be to find loopholes, but our ilm must be to make amal on what is, in which the fadilat is. And especially the month of Ramadan, which is for more ibadat. And we all say this month is for ibadat. But then we mustn't cut everything short. With regard to the roza also, and then with regard to taraweeh also, Allah give us tawfiq that especially the ulama, that we make effort before the month of Ramadan. Amongst the people, make their minds ready, and the mutawallis also. And the mutawallis many times have to listen to the musallis, and musallis have to listen to mutawallis. So all of us, if we can, the month of Ramadan, that we don't rush our ibadat. Today, generally, the trend has become that the earliest taraweeh and the shortest, fastest taraweeh, that is what everyone goes for. When we were in Turkey in one Ramadan, then we found that generally the taraweeh was what 8 rakats salam, another 8 rakats, and then 4 rakats, 20 rakats they used to make. But there were few places where 10 rakats, 1 salam. And those places had the biggest crowd. And the people would flock there. And so short. One of our good friends many years ago made taraweeh in Beirut. And in Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr, they made 8 rakats in there, in the one surah. And then after that, he's a person, he's passed away, he's in Jannatul Ma'ala, Allah grant the highest stages. He liked his wazifas, he was a person who liked to read. So he started reading, the caretaker of the masjid came and told him, we have to go now, we have to lock up the masjid. So for that also there wasn't time given. So Ramadan, especially in our circles generally, and if we are not going to look after it, especially with regard to taraweeh also, what we noticed, not only the ulama, but the seniors in the town, those who like the ibadat, they would reprimand the hafiz if he would cut things short, don't read the du'as properly, not sana not properly, almost just without sana it appears like that. That they start with Alhamdu already, they used to shout them. And in this way, they kept the momentum. But if we are going to keep quiet, things are going to go in the other way, more and more. Then we can even expect a lot of other shortcuts in our ibadat, in our taraweeh, etc. So we should try and maintain it, especially those, the ulama, we should try and keep it. We speak about that the month of Ramadan is a month of ibadat, etc. But when it comes, then we want to make everything short. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also very particular that our sunnah muakkada in safar, that a person, if there isn't a need, don't cut it down, don't leave it out. Read it. Though it is permissible, but that we should read it. Otherwise, generally our ilm tells us that it hasn't got the status of sunnat muakkada in safar, so we can leave it. Then we are sitting around, milling around, busy with our cell phone, At such a time when we have got time for all these other things, then we should be reading our Sunnat Muqaddada. Yes, if we have to, the plane is leaving, train is leaving, the satis have to reach a place and we're going to cause inconvenience to them, then it is different. Then also, if we are traveling, then now it has come to the status of nafal, we can read it in the sitting in the plane or in the train. We don't have to face Qibla also, but we should try and have that feeling. But today, generally, amongst the ulama also, it is that we try and give up all these things. So if we do it, what will happen to the awam? But we find the opposite, the awam make ihtimam. They are particular, while we who are regarded as the ulama, we are negligent about it. And we overlook all these things. So may Allah that this month of Ramadan, and according to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi is written, according to so many awliya buzurgs, the ibadat of the night is the ibadat between Maghrib and Isha, generally also. There are many buzurgs who regard that part as the main ibadat. So to look after that part, yeah, also Allah give us all tawfiq. We all know that awabin is 6 rakats to 20 rakats. But did we make once in our life 20 rakats also? 6, that also we take the shortcut, we add the 2 of sunnats of Maghrib plus the 4 others, we make it 6, which is, ulama have given permission, it's 6 rakats of awabin. But at least sometimes, especially if we are sitting in i'tikaf or something, or we are gone for umrah, we have got the time. So, and if at least once in a lifetime, we can make our 20 rakats of awabin. Otherwise, generally, this also we learn it. The masala we know, we teach it also. But when it comes to the amal, we find ourselves weak. In the same way, ishraq is 2 to 4 rakats. So that also, to make 4 rakats also sometimes, are charged. And in Ramadan, which is also from 2 rakats, charged will be made to 12 rakats. Allah give us the tawfiq that at least once in a lifetime also, if we can make the 12 rakats. So ilm basically is the fadilat and to acquire the fadilat. And not all the shortcuts, otherwise we know generally, and this is a trend which is coming as we hear, which hopefully we are hearing wrong, that the ulama making jama' bain as-salatain, when on safar also, without any reason also, and making zuhar, asr together in one time, maghrib, isha together in one time, and for the ahnaf, this is not permitted, but all so many other things, then we'll go even more, start making masa on socks also, cotton socks, etc. All the things slowly, and we justify it also. So Allah give us tawfiq that the month of Ramadan, that we try and go to the extra length also. And for that also we find that we don't really find, we don't get the time. The time runs short. To make our namazes also, taraweeh, like what we know of, Hazrat Bana Shah Abrar al-Haqsab rahmatullah alayh, that at 12 rakats, then they would sort of break up. Person wants to go and make his tinja, somebody wants to have tea, somebody wants to refresh his wudu. So they should take their time. The taraweeh is the main ibadat of the night. And this should be also sort of prolonged, actually. And it should be read like that. If we read our akabir Ramadan also, taraweeh, they should take time in their taraweeh. For how many hours they should spend in their taraweeh. Whereas we try our best to make it as short as possible. There is the thing that the public, if we're going to make it long, then the public won't. But where we're having our own taraweeh, and especially nowadays, where we're having our own taraweeh, now we don't have to consider the public, it's our taraweeh. So we should try and do it in that way as much as we can. Where we have to consider the public in the masjid, etc., and they all, otherwise they won't make taraweeh, that's a different story again. But otherwise, we should try, and we can't reach that level, then at least to whatever level we can. But not this idea of rushing, of just trying, like we treat it like it's a burden on our shoulders. And I just have to get off and get done with it. So quickly, just finish it off. No, we should try as far as possible to try. This is the month of Ramadan, and this is a special month. Allah give us tawfiq. So the ibadat of the day, the roza, the ibadat of the night. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made that in this month, the one faraz is equal to 70 faraid. And a nafal becomes equal to a faraz. So really, we should try and analyze that also. Mujaddid al-Fithani, rahmatullah alayhi, is written, a person's whole lifetimes of nafil cannot equal the faraz. Whole lifetimes of rozas nafil. The whole year we keep. To 11 months. It cannot equal to one faraz roza of Ramadan. All our nafil namazes that we make, all, whole lives, it cannot equal to a faraz. Yeah, this is a month when Allah Ta'ala is making one faraz up to 70 faraid. So when this is the value of it, then we should also try and, especially in the month of Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq, we don't become masbuk in any rakat. We are there, tabbir-e-ula, the sunnah, namazes that have got sunnah-e-mu'akkada before. And even if not sunnah-e-mu'akkada like asr, we try and read that more ihtimam of our namazes also. When the value is so much. And when nafil has become the value of a farad, then we should try and do more nafil, not give up our nafil. Our Isha, 17 rakats, Allah give us tawfiq. Ramadan, we try and read the 17 rakats. We say that Ramadan, now Taraweeh, out of Ramadan also we're not making the 17, then in Ramadan also we're not making the 17, then when are we going to do this? So the month of Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq that we try and make all this ibadat. And this is what, and just the basics if we do, we all like to regard ourselves as pious by doing the extras. But many times the basics we are cutting short. So if we just do the basics properly, like for example, it's our nature, human nature, even Muslim people, many people who is regarded as a pious person, a person who reads lot of nafil, lot of wazaif, etc. But his faraiz perhaps is not regular, properly what his faraiz, or he's involved in some haram, TV, not observing parda with the family, woman, etc., ghibat, that we will overlook, but that he's reading so much of wazaif and that, he's a very, very pious person. So really, our priorities, Allah make it, and Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, as we are reading in this etiquette also, and all our akabir, how they have taught us and emphasized to get the priorities of deen in order. Also what we mentioned, forgot to mention yesterday, mentioned about the Khanqa of Raipur and Moftana Bowen. But very outstanding Khanqas of our time, was of Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali. It was also a ajeeb Khanqa. Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani, he should also have his Khanqas in different places over years he had. And the effects of it also was so great, and how many people used to come, and mainly ulama. In the same way, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali's Khanqa, which in South Africa also, Stenger Hazrat came, Hazrat had his Khanqa here, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, had his Khanqa in South Africa also, and like that, our other akabir, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadawi, Rahmatullah Ali, in Rai Bareli, also his Khanqa, and many other people. And now also, Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zama Sahib, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib in Karachi, all these, that in Ramadan, they should emphasize, and all, it was vibrant with Allah's ibadat all the time. Tilawat, zikr, duas, bayans, islah, all was just carrying on all the time. So Allah also make it an object in our lives. And all our faraid and our nawafil, we try and look at them as much as we can, just to repeat again. And hopefully it will be beneficial for us. The beautiful example which Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave us, that if the government of a country has to give all the Muslim citizens a money printing machine, that it prints money and you can set it to any denomination. Like in our country, 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes. Naturally, everyone will set it to 200. And it will start working when it is confirmed that the moon for Ramadan has been sighted. Once then the machine will start working. And it's a manual machine, not you just press a button, but you have to turn it with your hand. So you say that if that is the case, everyone, small and big, old and young, weak and sickly, everyone will be busy turning it all the time. Because, and it's 100% legal tender. And you only be questioned where you got this money from. And crispy, crispy, fresh, fresh notes, it will turn out all the time. Everyone will be busy from the beginning of Ramadan right through till the end. We won't see day, we won't see night. We won't have time to eat. In this way we find, when we read in the kitabs, our buzurgs, they spend Ramadan like that. That they ate only after 15 days, slept after 15 days, just for a little while. Today we start with Ramadan, we got some josh at the beginning, but then the sleep starts catching up. And now a person feels, I can't, my sleep I need now. But if we knew the value and akhirat was, and to have akhirat in our mind is absolutely essential. Yaqeen, a little bit doubt of akhirat will nullify our iman. Waswasa comes, that's a different thing. But little doubt about akhirat, and it will nullify our iman. But that yaqeen on it. And the more that yaqeen, the more a person will want to do. He'll chase for nakis. He'll look for the opportunity of doing nakis. Where can I do a naki? And mashallah, there are those people, as far as generosity is concerned, helping the poor, they look for the places. Where can we help somebody? There are those people who ask, are there any families who are in need? Any orphans that we can help? And they want to help people. So like that, and if Allah give the correct jazbah also for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So to look for this opportunity. So how much our yaqeen on akhirat. And for that, the talks of akhirat have to be much more common. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi says, as a young child still, his mother used to talk so much to him about akhirat. Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam, that once when he fell off the bed as a little child, and then he screamed, he said, Qiyamah, Qiyamah, because so much it was on his mind. Today perhaps we hardly speak to our children. We not exposed to it also. We don't talk about it also. Allah reward Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the work of Tabligh. Allah keep it alive and let it carry on stronger and stronger with the ta'aleem. How many things that we have learned from there. How many of our friends we realized ourselves. Many things which we didn't learn in the madrasa, we learned it from here, from the kitab and ta'aleem. And how many things that we keep on learning all the time. And the repetition. Allah also reward the Jamaat brothers for remaining steadfast. Otherwise, a lot of people who got nothing to do with Jamaat work, but want to insist that bring some new kitab now. This kitab has been read for so long already. But they remain steadfast. And what mawad and what Allah has put in Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitabs, what great benefit in all these fadail kitabs. The amount of ulum in these kitabs. In every kitab of Hadrat, there is so much of ulum also. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate this. So to increase our nakis during this month. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's a month of sabr. And the reward of sabr is Jannat. Sabr, this is a month that teaches us sabr also. So roza also, even we do feel a little bit hungry, we overlook it, we accommodate it, it's Ramzan. But sabr, our eyes also sabr. And as some many brothers write also, say also, my temper. This is the month to control our temper also. And we prove it on ourselves that we can do it. Like many who are smokers, but the whole roza they keep, they don't smoke. Yes, when they open the roza, then they want to smoke, but they made sabr. So you could make sabr for that period, 12, 13 hours, 15 hours, you can make more sabr also. And this is the ideal month to give up all these habits also. Somebody asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody has got a gambling habit. So how can he give it up? So Hazrat said that, and he says that his fingers itch to gamble. I have to get down to gambling also. And all these gunas also are such that many times a person doesn't need it, not to make, just that he wants to do it. It's just that the urge comes in him. So Hazrat said that everyone has got the capacity to stay away. Use that that himmat which Allah has given. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Lord, don't be himmature. Have himmat, and Allah has given it to you. And use it. And if you use it, you'll overcome all these habits here. Sometimes we feel that we don't have the answers for drug addicts, for example, for some other marital problems. No, they are there. And we have to see the lives of our akabir, and especially the islah they made of their people. And Allah reward all who compiled the questions and answers that were asked to our mashayikh. What answers they gave, and the thing is then to put it into practice, which commonly we are taught, ittila, to inform our condition. And then ittiba, and then to do what we are told. One time, one person, a murid of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said, my son is studying in Aligarh Muslim University and he's becoming an atheist and he's getting all these bad beliefs, atheist beliefs in Aligarh Muslim University. So what should I do? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat said, put him in Banaras Hindu University. Now where will that make sense to us? From Aligarh Muslim University, where he has become corrupt, he has become an atheist, and put him now into Banaras Hindu University. But he was a murid, true murid, he did it, he put his son there. And to his utter amazement, he became a very strong Muslim. His aqidah became strong, a proper strong Muslim. Then he asked Hazrat, Hazrat, I don't still understand this. I'm your murid, I listen to you what you say. You told me, I did what you told me. And the miracle happened. I can't understand it. Hazrat then explained that even as long as he was in the Aligarh Muslim University, he took everything for granted. And therefore, when a person takes things for granted, he becomes complacent, and he goes then to the limit of going overboard also, and thinking of other wrong things also, because he's taking it all for granted. When he went to Banaras Hindu University, now he had to fight for his identity. Now the Hindus would attack him on his beliefs, etc. And now he had to fight for his identity as a Muslim. This made him a strong Muslim. Once when we were in Germiston, there was a family living directly opposite the masjid. But never would they come for namaz. Then with the group areas, etc., they were moved to a colored area. There, that same person used to gather the people and make Isha namaz with them in the masjid, in his front room. Yeah, he shouldn't, right opposite. And Adhan, the mics were right there, but he wouldn't respond. He took it for granted. We are Muslims, we are here all. But when he got the opposite environment, where there was no masjid, no namaz, you couldn't see a Muslim as such, then it had an effect on him. So to listen to our mashayikh also, and we follow, then inshallah, our islah, our change will come into our lives. So this great month which Allah has given us, the rozas also, our taraweeh at night also, our nawafil also. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, that we are so busy in the month of Ramadan with our eating, our shopping, our resting, that we don't get time for our faraiz. We are not doing them properly. Then where is the question of the nawafil? If our faraiz we are not observing properly. So Allah give us tawfiq to really appreciate this month in its totality and bring, it's already, we are towards the end of the month, the end of the first ashara. Today is the 9th, by tomorrow is the end of the first ashara, and the month is a slipping past. As Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, says, that our life is like a block of ice. If you put it in, use it in something, it's going to give benefit, and say, water will become cold, sarbat will become cold. But if you just leave it like that, it's just going to melt away. So our life is also melting away. And that block of ice, a small block or a big block, we don't see it becoming smaller. But it is becoming smaller. It's melting away all the time. Our life is also just going. If we put it into amal, good amal, it's going to become valuable. Otherwise, whole life, and a person comes to his old age, and he realizes, I wasted my life. And really, this also one sign of acceptance is that when we reach old age, we realize that I did not do enough. I did not do what I was supposed to do. And this we find in the lives of many of our buzurgs. That, and for example, namaz. If we are progressing in our namaz, our old namazes, we'll see what kind of a namaz I was making. That is if we are improving. If we are not, if we are stagnating, now the same namaz, 20 years ago was the same namaz, 40 years ago was the same namaz. If there wasn't any, if there's improvement, then we'll cry over those namazes. How I wasted those. Rosas. In rosas, I used my time, for example, perhaps to play carom board, to play cards, to pass my time, all other things. Now I realize that if our rosa improved, that what kind of a rosa I kept. And we will even want to try and keep qaza of this rosa. They were made, we kept them according to the basics of rosa, but we wasted it. Now in this time also, we have to see how our time is being spent. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make the most of it. And to try and impart it on our family. We have to consider the children are young. We take that into mind, everything, but to try how much we can to try and come onto line, onto what we have to be doing and appreciate this. The sooner we come, the more we are going to benefit in the rest of our life. And we're just going to let time pass like this, then our Ramzan will also be just feasting, passing time in all other things, and the true value of it we won't get. May Allah Ta'ala make it that we can at least make two rakats of namaz, what is called namaz, before we die. Can keep one roza, what is called roza, before we die. Give us the reality. Many people who went for hajj also, they say, we want to go again. I didn't do my hajj right. Afterwards, so when a person realizes, then he realizes, my previous ibadat was not as it was supposed to be. And we try and improve. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this great month and to make the maximum out of it.